Can you go to your office? I'd like to go to my meeting last, so I can see the fine print. AAA and its corporate sponsors appreciate your attendance at this meeting. This contest is being played under the authority of the Alaska School Activity Association. AAA rules are fair play and good sportsmanship among everyone involved. Our participants and coaches are excited to exhibit the highest level of respect for their opponents and the officials. We also expect fans will eagerly support their favorite team by adopting fair play while refraining from negative words and behaviors. Be loud, be proud, and be positive.
All right, thank you for coming tonight. Let's go ahead and give ourselves a big round of applause for the Keto T-Tack. Number 20, Ian Stapleton. Coming in number 21, Robert Richmond. Put it up for 23, Michael Richmond. Number 25, Connor Jansen. Number 34, Leon Larson. Captain, number 40, Ian Hack. Another captain, number 11, Jason Hack. And captain, number 44, David Hamilton. The T-Tacks are heard by Coach Newman. And now, we have a big round of applause for your Camp Tony Heroes! Thank you, heroes! Will you keep your own? Number 1, Golden Pass! Our captain, number 11, Matthew Broadwater! Yellow captain, number 20, Major Calva! Number 13, Leon Osterback!
Getting ready to take off here. Great job on there, Austin.
A rousing introduction, I would say. Whoever those two guys that did that were, they've got some real talent.
Let's hope they stay anonymous as long as possible.
Yep. All right. Well, we're about to tip off here. We got the two players coming out here. Representing Sandpoint is going to be Jonathan Roeder, and 44, P.J. Hamilton, will be taking the jump for the T-Jacks. All right.
What a lovely evening. Nice to see the posters on the wall. Tip-off goes. Jonathan spikes it, and Matthew Bravo takes control, puts it up, and
right
drops
away.
The first blood. 2 points coming in. What a nice tip-off. Almost picked up, but here comes the other way. The T-Jacks are on the roll. Number 11, Jamin, brung the ball up.
Good pick put up there by Ethan Mack, trying to let Ian Samuelson get open, but Alex Gilbert able to stay close to his man. So Levi Larson with the ball. He's dribbling around. Matthew tries to steal it. Levi holds on, though. Puts up a jumper. Doesn't go in. Rebound. Matthew Bravo once again. He grabs that rebound right
nice
out of PJ's
rip.
Hand.
Nice rip out of the way. He had his hand in the right shot. Nice pass off by Matthew. Over in the corner of Albert. Of Alex, excuse me. Alex Gilbert. That's Albert. Alex Gilbert.
What a dish by Matthew. I thought he was going all the way to the hole, and he just sees Alex right there on the corner on the baseline. Just dishes it for the long 2 points. Here comes P.J. Hamilton, though. Oh, he drives to the hole, puts a layup. Jonathan Roeder just snatches down the rebound and gets it quickly to Matthew Bravo. And Evan Wilson cutting in on the bottom paint. He
nice
puts a
setup
great
on
pass
the
from
post
Matthew.
By Evan. Evan took the nice position on the bottom post there, is able to get the feed from Matthew, and in goes for another two. We are quickly at 7 for the Eagles and 0 for the King Cove T-Jacks.
Oh, what a difference. And we're going to have a little out of bounds there. It's Jamin Mack was driving the baseline, trying to pass into the bottom post when he got underneath the basket, but stepped out of bounds. good defense there by the Eagles. And
Manning trying to get around his own guy there. He got forced out.
Here comes that full court pressure that gave the Eagles a little bit of trouble, but it looks like Matthew Bravo was able to get past and feeds it up to Evan Wilson, and Evan quickly finds Colton Mack, and Colton sets up the play.
Colton's got the ball near half court, top of the key, looking to the right side, finds Evan. Evan's reach over, grabs Matthew. Matthew's looking for some help, walks the ball back, cross court, pokes out, but poked away by Ethan. Ethan brings it down coast to coast. Has a foul there by
No, it's not a foul.
Good ball handling, and
Alex has come to right behind Ethan. Oh, and here's Alex with a fast break, takes it left-handed in, and we are right now 9-0 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter.
That's it. Alex did a nice job on blocking that ball out on the shot by Ethan, and managed to catch the rebound and take it coast to coast. And here we are. PJ's got the ball at the top of the key, puts one up, drains it right there. It's just going to be a long two-pointer, but he was right at the top, had everybody in for the.
And here,
defense there.
Another feed from Colton, just nice, soft lob. Jonathan Roeder is just 3 inches taller than anyone else on the court, grabs it and puts it in. 11 now for Sandpoint, and we're seeing a different team out here tonight.
Yes, we are. They're definitely playing a lot better. The PJ takes it around the house and drops it right in for a nice little two-point soft hand. Here comes that full pressure then. Colton's got the ball, has a little trouble. Evan's winding
Evan
over
the
side,
dribble.
But he's going to take and say, hey.
I'm going to call that a jump ball. That was an interesting little move there.
Yeah, it was a nice move, but of course, if PJ's going to get that close to me, I'm going to wrestle it away from you, too. So that comes as a jump ball, and looks like it, I think it's side out for the Eagles. And we have a little substitution coming in here. We got Jonathan Rodder out and KJ Wilson in.
Yep. And you see Ralph Lindquist, Coach Ralph Lindquist, talking to Jonathan and giving some advice. But good job from Jonathan down there. He did a great job. Already has 2 points on his hands. King Cove's got the ball. Jamin Mack brings it in. He puts it to the top of the key. A pass almost stripped away there by Matthew Bravo, but it finds its recipient in P.J. Hamilton. P.J. drives down the post, pulls up, finds Ethan at the top of the key for a long-distance three-point shot wide open. Doesn't go in, but rebound by P.J. Hamilton. P.J. now pulls back. He sets up the play and finds Jamin. Jamin drives to the baseline but pulls up. He runs into KJ Wilson. Now back out to PJ for another three. Doesn't go in. Rebound this time by Colton. Colton fast break on the sideline. He pulls back. Finds Matthew Bravo on the left-hand side who's got a three-point shot open. Oh, just on the outside of the rim. Doesn't go in. And picked up by the T-Jacks. Here comes Jamin who brings it into Sandpoint area and finds a great screen, takes it all the way across the post, but they're going to call that a foul. I thought that was a great block for a second there. But
it was a great block, but he had his hand on the hand there. That pushes that ball the other way. But, nice effort by the T-Jacks there. They were really working around. Jamin had the ball. He worked on one side, went back to the left side, and KJ caught up to him, got a hand on the hand. And so he's going to get that first foul, and Jamin's going to go to the free throw line here. Is a score with 4 minutes left in the first quarter is 11 for Sandpoint Eagles and 4, now 5, for the T-Jacks. So Jamin sinks that first free throw. We got a substitution coming in there.
That's Robert Christian coming in for Levi Larson on the T-Jacks. Jamin was a deadly from the free throw last year and picked it right up this season. And that one doesn't go in. Fight for the rebound between KJ and Evan, but KJ gets in, quickly finds Matthew. Matthew drives down the left-hand side of the post. Pass it to Evan. Evan fakes, tries to pass, gets tipped away by Ian, but Evan gets the ball back. Matthew with it now on the baseline. He's got defenders all around him. He dishes it to KJ. KJ pulls up, nice step, jumper, doesn't go in, rebound on the ground. PJ diving for it, I think. Yeah, PJ on the ground. He's got two Eagles around him, and that's going to be a jump ball. But, man, great effort by PJ to gain that board.
Great effort. A lot of hustle on the floor there. There's a lot of basketball played down low.
Yeah. This has been a great game. Both these teams really coming out strong.
They really are. Oh, great throw in by Colton, but poked away there by
Robert Christian on that
number 21, Robert Christian. And so a good job there. Colton's got the ball on the side looking to come in. He finds Matthew on a bounce pass. Dangerous pass there, but it gets away from one, and Matthew is able to recover it way down to the T-Jack baseline. He brings it back up across. He's driving hard. He sticks out to Alex. Alex puts up a three, but it's short. Last touch that goes out of bounds and comes popping back in, and Jamin's got the ball. He's working apart against Alex Gilbert. Alex giving him a good run for his money.
Yeah, great pass by Matthew. Right look from Alex, just a little bit too little on that. And as Ian was trying to work his way around Alex Gilbert, looks like Alex is going to get a foul called him there as he was trying to slap the ball away, but got a little bit of wrist with that one on Ian Samuelson. So
yeah, a little too much body.
Throwing on the baseline for the T-Jacks, PJ calls the play into action, finds Ethan drives into the paint, puts up a nice floating shot. That one goes in for two. 7 now for the T-Jacks.
Nice little running floater there.
Yeah, 11 now for Kinko, or Sandpoint, who has stalled out. They had a quick burst of scoring, and so far in the last 4 minutes have not had much scoring happen. We're under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. The score again, 11 for Sandpoint, 7 for King Cove. Matthew Bravo dishes over to Colton. Colton drives in, but he pulls back. Jumper off the front of the iron, picked up by P.J. Hamilton, who quickly drives over. Oh, but he loses the ball. Ethan with it now. Ethan, wide open layup. He just works around all the defenders, and man, just gets a nice open layup.
Yeah, the Sandpoint defender didn't see Ethan coming up the bite. He picked up the loose ball on the floor and had a clean shot to the hole, so
yeah,
he took that rock to the rack, and now we are at 11-9 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Shot goes up, doesn't quite make it, gets off the rim. P.J. picks up the rebound, and here come the T-Jacks.
Yep. Outlet pass goes up to Ian. Ian pulls back, though, and gets it over to Jamin Mack, and Jamin's going to call the play. He brings it over to the right-hand side of the three-point line, passes it down to Robert Christian. Christian puts it in, up, and in for two. We are now tied at 11. And Sandpoint starting to ease up on some of that steam that they had going in the first. Having a hard time, you know, a lot of excitement, and I think they're having a hard time getting their shots in. Here's Colton. He gets a pass from Matthew. Colton tries to pass down to KJ, but that gets intercepted by three King Cove players.
I saw six legs, but only one white jersey there.
Yeah.
So it's pretty tough. Boy, nice pass into Robert Christian, and he just picks it up. Everybody spread out, and he just turns around and has a nice little setup and drop that one in just inside the free throw line.
And with 90 seconds in the first quarter, King Cove takes the lead for the first time this game, 13-11. Now we got Sandpoint with the ball. Colton drives into the left. Good pick set up by Evan, but Colton pulls back out, passes over to Matthew at the top of the key, and we're going to have a three-second violation called right there against the Eagles. And, man, look at all those substitutions. We've got Evan sitting down, Dion coming in, KJ sitting down, Evan sitting down, and Jeremiah and Jonathan Roeder coming in. So we got a mass exodus on the floor.
Yeah, nice switch over there. Get some fresh legs in. We got 1 minute left in this first period here, and Jamin has the ball, takes a run in, passes off to P.J. P.J. almost loses the handle, swings it around to Robert. Robert puts it up, doesn't quite get it, goes off the hands.
Great Dion, reach by Dion.
What a steal in midair. Matthew brings it back over the court, runs into three defensive players, and he's got to back it up, and off the side it goes to Jeremiah. Jeremiah to Dion in the corner. Dion fakes a three, gives it back to Matthew. Matthew's looking at the clock.
That was a little bit of a sidestep hop by Dion, and then he started to dribble, so they're going to call traveling on that one.
Yeah, he did.
So we got,
I thought something was happening quick.
King Cove with the ball now, and Jamin Mack brings it up. He's under 45 seconds. He finds P.J. P.J. drives the post. He gets around the defenders. Oh, but, man, runs into Dion, and Dion is actually trying to get out of the way of P.J. in a sense, but at the same time fouls him. He was coming up and moving out of the way, but trying to get that body in front of him nonetheless and just wasn't planting his feet.
Yep, didn't get his feet planted and tried to get the hand on the ball, and there's a lot going on down there. You know, this basketball is not a sport for timid, passive people. There's a lot of action going on.
Yep.
P.J. sinks that first one. It rattles around and finally goes home. We're now at 11-14 with 36 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Yep.
P.J. has the ball. He set his down. He puts it up.
Ooh.
Hits the back of the rim, comes down, and picked up on the rebound by Jeremiah Bullfrog Wilson.
Yep, Jeremiah with a great rip on that rebound. Colton quickly finds Matthew, who gets it down to Jonathan. Jonathan puts it up, off the back, but Jonathan gets the rebound, gets it back to Matthew. 23 seconds, pass down to Jeremiah. Jeremiah fakes around his defender, puts up a nice shot off the glass. Doesn't go in, though. Rebound this time, I believe, by Connor Samuelson, who quickly gets it to Jamin. 13 seconds, Jamin's trying to go in, pulls back over to Ethan. Ethan puts it up. Oh, nice little floating shot, but, man, Jonathan just going for the block and tips his wrist.
Yeah.
And Ethan, with 7 seconds to go, is going to have two shots from the line.
Well, that's just kind of been the story from last night there, when we see the Eagles had three times. They had the ball go up last time on down the court, but they couldn't get it to fall either one, and it was all the way around the rim. Well, that first free throw there by number 40, Ethan Mack from King Cove, hits the back rim and comes off. He gets the ball. He settles down one more time. He takes a couple dribbles. He puts the ball up. Nice spin on it. Back iron. Jonathan Roder has the first hand on it, but P.J. wrestles him out for it. P.J. has it. He's going up for the ball, up and down twice. It's going to go out of bounds on the end of the quarter.
Yep, and we have 0.8 seconds on the clock there. I think they're just going to say that's the end of the first quarter. And, great first quarter from both these teams. We saw Sandpoint come out with a flurry of speed and points. They scored 11, I think, in the first 2 minutes, And then for the next 6 minutes, nothing. And King Cove is able to claw their way back to 14 points now as we end the first quarter.
That's it. So it's a three-point deficit. But, boy, they had them down on the ropes where they wanted them. Sandpoint did. And the T-Jacks hung in there, and they just keep coming back. Great poise out there on the field. They know it's just the first quarter, a long way to go. So both coaches are up, got the teams fired up. The Eaglets have just come out and said, howdy doody. And
well, you know, these traveling teams, the second game is always so hard for them. You know they did not get a good night's sleep last night on the floor for King Cove. I think the same goes from Sandpoint's over there, you know. And so there's definitely that home field advantage when you have two games in a row.
Absolutely. And, you know, yet it's really good endurance practice. We know that for every game that these kids are going to go, if they're going to go travel far into the regional and state, they're going to have a lot of opportunities for discomfort along the way. So
yeah.
It's they might as well get used to it here. So we got side in by the T-Jacks. They're going to start possession on the second quarter here. Ball comes in. PJ's got it. He passes off to number 20, Ian. Ian's got the ball, and he's working around the top of the key. He's going to find number 23 is on the floor. That would be Mitchell Dishkin.
Fresh face, Mitchell Dishkin coming in. We haven't seen him much last night or tonight. But here's PJ with a nice spin around, and oh, what a great hook.
What a great hook. Hard to defend that one. It was just like off the top of his hands and a laser shot, and then just kind of made an L and dropped in. It was just sweet, shot, hard to defend that one.
Yeah.
Colton's got the ball, brings it back up, finds Jeremiah. Jeremiah finds Dion. Dion takes a look at it, passes down to low to Jonathan Rodder. Rodder picks it over to Matthew. Matthew finds Jeremiah down there. Can't quite get it. Jonathan Rodder has a rebound, puts it up, bounces off three times, and picked up by number 23, Mitchell Dishkin.
Yep, and that was a good effort by Sandpoint, but great rebound by Mitchell Dishkin. Ian Samuelson's got the ball now for T-Jacks. He pulls up for a long three-point shot off the back iron, rebounded quickly by Dion. Dion's going to do a fast break down the court, but pulls back and finds somebody. He finds Colton, who drives into the paint, dishes off to the left where Jeremiah puts a long shot in, doesn't go down over the rim. But, man, here comes PJ with a rebound. He gets it to Jamin. Jamin drives into the paint, puts up his own floating shot. That also doesn't go down. Rebound by Jonathan, and he finds Dion, who holds onto that ball nice and tight.
He covered that one up well. Yeah, nice pick and post out there by number 34, Levi Larson, on that last trip down there. He did some good
good pass around the horn there by the Eagles. It finds Colton on the far side on the baseline. He puts up a three-point shot, doesn't go in. Rebound by the T-Jacks, and here's PJ with the ball driving into the paint. Three spins, puts it up for a layup, doesn't go down, but, man, looked nice going up.
It sure did. Looked like a great move across the floor. He kind of spun everybody out of the way. Matthew's got the ball. He takes a look at a long three, and
he sinks that one.
Let's see. They gave him a long. Yeah, they did give him a. No, they only gave him two
on that
one. That's
a three-point shot. The referees called it up for three. I think they'll have a correction there on that one. We'll see.
Right now it says 13-16, and we'll let you know if they change it, but T-Jacks have the ball. They have the lead by 3 points, and here comes the ball. PJ has it. He dishes off the backside to number 20, Ian Samuelson, and he walks it right up the floor and does a great layup. So we're now at 14-18. They did correct that three-pointer, so we've got all the points up right. We're at 14-18. It's a 14-4-point game, and Colton has control of the ball for the Eagles.
Yep. Colton Mack with the ball. He finds Jeremiah on the top of the post, who runs into a little traffic, falls to his knees, but quickly gets it to Matthew. Matthew dishes into Jonathan. Jonathan puts up a shot, and it's in. Great job by Jonathan just putting it in. Now 16 for the Eagles. We're at 5 minutes, 17 seconds to go in this game, and 2 points separating the two teams. T-Jacks with the ball. PJ drives towards the paint, pulls back. Oh, a pass by Mitchell Dishkin goes loose and picked up by Jeremiah. Jeremiah's got defenders all around him. He pulls back and puts up a shot off the glass. Great job by Jeremiah to tie this game at 5 minutes in the second half.
Nice to see Jeremiah to get some control there. He ran down. He knew he was going to come to a stop, and he was thinking ahead, and that was a nice setup. And here we are, 4 minutes and 50 seconds left in the second period, and the T-Jacks are all tied up with the Eagles, and a nice poke away by Matthew Bravo. Didn't quite get out of bounds. PJ recovered it, and they put it down to Jamin, who running across the baseline, picks up that pass and drops in a teardrop.
What a V cut by Jamin to lose his defender and just get that nice wide open layup there. That was a great move by him. Matthew Bravo drives the baseline. He turns all the way around the basket, gets into Jonathan, who just, man, lobs right up. And all night with these two, I think we're going to see this as Jonathan, Matthew's found his man on the bottom post, and Jonathan, just so much taller, is able to put it in.
Yeah, once Jonathan gets a handle on his 3 seconds in and out of the key and figures out his right distance off the basket there, he's going to be a force to threaten with there.
But that's going to be a...
B.J. Ran around the corner, and we're talking about Jonathan Rodder, and I think he's going to pick up his first foul there. And he was a little blocking charge there on B.J. So Jonathan had his feet shuffling along. Got a little substitution coming here.
And, you know, that's actually going to at least be two for Jonathan. He had that one where he tipped the wrist of that one player. So the big problem now with Jonathan having such a strong game on the bottom post is him running into foul trouble because, you know, he is still a freshman. PJ got the basket plus a chance for three. His free throw does not go in, though. We are at 4 minutes to go. King Cove with 22. Sam Point with 20. Colton Max got the ball. Oh, a bad pass to Matthew. Although Matthew holds on to it, he tries to hand it off to KJ, but it gets intercepted by PJ, and PJ with the ball. He does drive around Matthew, gets that open layup and drives the basket and puts it in. Man, Matthew almost stole the ball from him, but PJ was able to keep his hand on it and took that attempt to steal and just ran with it.
That's it. Matthew brings the ball up. I don't know if so much a bad pass as it got poked away in that last foul, but nonetheless, it turned out for two more points for the T-Jack. Eagles got the ball. They're down on the side. Matthew's getting tied up. He's working on the baseline. He's trying to find some room there. He puts it up. It gets bounced around, hits the back of the iron, pops out, and here comes number 20. Ian's bringing the ball up.
Yep. Ian with a great grab there as the ball went loose. Matthew did that underneath the basket move. Oh, man, what a long-distance three by P.J. Hamilton. He drains it, and that makes it now 27 for the T-Jacks, 20 for the Eagles. We got three to go here in the first half, and let's see what Colton Max got for us on the Eagles side. He dishes over to D on the left-hand side of the perimeter, who finds Matthew at the top of the key. Matthew drives in, passes it down to Evan. Evan doesn't make the shot, but K.J. Wilson picks up the rebound and puts in a nice one off the glass for 2 points.
Nice to see those boys holding their position underneath the deep post there, like under the basket. So here we go.
Oh, 3 points.
Jamin has the ball. 3 point goes up, hits the back line. Jamin picks up his rebound into traffic. He's got four defenders get through. He's boxed up. He's looking for some help. P.J. comes over to give him a hand. PJ's driving around the right side of the baseline. He spins around KJ, who's holding his position. But the ball goes off, and Colton picks up the ball and is running down full steam. He decided to take it to the racket. He takes the racket.
Oh, what a soaring rebound by Evan.
Evan, great attempt, but his foot came down before the ball could bounce out, so we're going to lose possession of that on the out of bounds there.
Where did Evan come from on that one?
he was flying down the road.
Through the air and just grabs the rebound. What a great effort by him. And here comes the T-Jacks, though. With Jamin Mack, talk about great effort. Jamin just having a great game tonight. He passes over to PJ. PJ pulls into the paint, puts up a shot. Oh, fake shot, but turns into a pass down to Robert Christian. He puts up a shot right underneath the basket. Doesn't go in. Rebound by the Eagles. And there's Colton doing a nice little fake, trying to. It looked like he was driving to the basket, fakes like he's about to lay it up, but passes over to Evan, who was cutting into the paint. He puts up a shot, gets fouled on the way there, so he'll have two chances from the line.
Yes, indeed. He kind of caught P.J. off guard there, who was trying to go up, and Evan stopped, and so he got that P.J. came in and over the back. So,
real convincing fake by Colton on that one.
Yes, it was. Colton looked like, I got it. I've got the bone in my teeth, and I'm going for the hole. So here comes Evan. He's got the ball. He's taking his time. He's got relaxed. We're at 2 minutes exact to go in the first half here. Evan's first shot goes up, and he sinks it nothing but net. And coaches are taking this time on both benches to talk to the rest of the players. There's only three guys on the floor, two defenders and one shooter.
Yep, they're calling a timeout on that second free throw. So there's a timeout called, I believe, by Coach Lindquist. He calls a full timeout. With 2 minutes to go here in the first half, we are at 27 for the T-Jacks, 23 for the Eagles. Great basketball here tonight. Fast-paced action from both teams. We're seeing lots of baskets. It's been a good game.
Really a good game. Nice to see the guys on both sides settling down. I know last night some of those guys, that was their first game for the season. You know, they hadn't played on the first series, and they were finally got eligible, so they got to play last night. We just want to give a shout-out to you families out there, you folks with kids in the house. Make sure they're working hard on those grades all year long, because if you're going to play in team sports and your team starts playing in January, you got to have good grades in November.
Yep, it's true, and the sports just come so quickly around here. You know, you try to prepare for basketball season, and it just creeps up on you every time, and then it's over in a flash.
It really is. Kind of like my high school education, over in a flash. Here we are, 2 minutes to go. Score is 23-27. Evans has the ball.
Puts up the shot. Ooh, off the iron, picked up by P.J. Hamilton, who quickly feeds it to Jamin, and Jamin drives down towards the post. puts up a shot at the baseline. That one doesn't go in. That's picked up by Evan Wilson. And Evan's pass to Colton almost gets stolen by Jamin. But, man, great dribbling by Colton, who just puts it behind his back to keep it safe. He finds Matthew Bravo, who drives the paint, puts up a shot, doesn't go in. Rebound by PJ, that shot doesn't go in. Rebound by Evan, his attempt doesn't go in either, and he's going to go to the line for two.
Yeah, and you could tell, I think that that foul might be on
Robert Christian, I think.
Yeah, Robert Christian. It was either him or PJ. I'm hoping it was on Robert just to spread the wealth around a little bit. But doing a nice job there. The boys had their hands up, and you know, you can't just because you got your hands over, if the shooter's coming up, you got to break away and let him, you can't touch his body. So Evan's back at the free throw. The first one goes up, and he sinks that one. Hopefully nobody will call a timeout so he can get that second one while he's in the groove. But the score is 24-27, favor of the T-Jacks.
Yeah, great basketball being played here tonight, guys. There's still plenty of seats. Come up for the second half if you are thinking about it. Evan's second shot, that one doesn't go in, and again rebounded by P.J. Hamilton, who again feeds it to Jamin, who does a long pass to the bottom where Ethan Mack is. That pass gets intercepted by Evan Wilson. K.J. trying to save it. It goes in the hands of Robert Christian, so the T-Jacks now have the ball with 90 seconds to go. Ethan being tightly guarded by Evan feeds it over to Jamin. Jamin takes it to the right-hand side of the perimeter. Jamin now moving to the left, drives the paint, puts up a pass to PJ. It goes off the top of his hands, and he regains it, drives now, does that nice little hook. This time it doesn't go in, but he gets his own rebound, puts up a shot. That one also doesn't go in. Rebound by KJ Wilson, who gets it to Colton. Colton loses his dribble, passes to Matthew, who just as quickly gets it to Colton. Colton drives. Wide open Matthew Bravo at 3 points, fakes the shot, gets it over to Evan. Evan with a shot, doesn't go down. KJ with a storming rebound, he puts up a shot. That one doesn't go in either. Picked up by P.J. Hamilton. We are under a minute to go in the first half. Oh, what a great pass over to Ethan. And Colton's going to foul Ethan as he puts up a layup, count the basket, and a chance for another one at the line.
Boy, was Colton mad at himself at that one.
Yeah, he was not pleased.
You see him stomping the floor going, how could I be such a silly thing at the point? But that it was. So it doesn't look like he's going to get a shot there on the free throw. Looks like it's side out. So it was a non-shooting foul. But nonetheless, the score is 24-26. P.J. throws the ball, puts it into Robert Christian. Robert Christian puts it up, gets his own rebound, and puts
nice
it back
play.
The second one, and so he finally capitalizes. So we are 35 seconds to go, and 4-point spread in favor of the T-Jacks.
Yep, here's Colton Mack with the ball. He pulls up around the half-court line, finds KJ on the left-hand side. Back to Colton. Colton drives in. Matthew on the baseline, passes over to Evan. Evan wide open, puts a shot, doesn't go in, rebound snatched away from Ethan Mack by Colton. Colton looking for help. He's on the ground. He finds Matthew with 15 seconds to go. Matthew drives the baseline, pulls it all the way around. Alex fakes a shot. Back to Matthew. Matthew to KJ. KJ puts up a great shot on the left-hand side of the basket for two. Now we've got Jamin. He's got 5 seconds. He drives down really fast. Puts up a jumper off the front of the iron. KJ with the ball over to Colton. Oh, and Colton runs out of time trying to do that long shot. Nothing going down. But, man, what a great first half of basketball. 26 for the Eagles, 28 for the T-Jacks, and this has been head-to-head basketball all the way.
What a fascinating first half, folks. If you're not out here and you have a chance to be out here, I wish you were here. And for all of you who are stuck at home, here's a shout-out. Go ahead, take a break. We're going to have about 14 minutes before we start the second half. Both teams are exiting the courts tonight and working down the hallway, going down to get, I got to say, nice composure by both coaches, both benches here. They're working really hard. You can see the substitutions. The boys who didn't play last week, they're coming off. They kind of got that one game under their belt. They're now focused in on playing real ball. And what a fun game out here. 26-28, you can definitely see the ball handling has really improved over last night for both teams.
Yep.
The Sandpoint Eagles, of course, they were on the losing side of that score last night, but you can tell that they are definitely, if they didn't practice today, they had some great conversations about what they wanted to do and change and fix each other, and you can see a lot more composure. I'm still watching KJ, who was really frustrated with himself last night, and he's much more in harmony with the rest of the players out there. I can
just
see that he's feeling much better about the game tonight.
Yeah, you can definitely see some guys coming in tonight doing a better job than they did last night. Jonathan Roeder having a strong game as well. And, you know, Mitchell Duskin, when he came in, had a really great, great couple steals. He really had a good presence. The other player who I saw come in who really surprises is Robert Christian off the bench. You know, he comes in here and he's got real command over that basketball. He's able to put the ball in when he has a good shot. He knows how to make some plays happen. So great bench players coming in for King Cove tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. It was nice to see these boys take a leadership role out there. I mean, PJ's still out there helping call the floor, but these guys are all stepping up and taking their opportunities and working hard. Yeah, it was really interesting to watch Robert not only get the ball and turn around and shoot, but followed in with his own rebounds and put in the second and third effort. And, you know, I think the score would be tied and maybe even Sandpoint would be ahead if their second and third efforts had fallen. But they've had a lot of good opportunities, and they have followed them up. You know, they have gotten a lot of their own rebounds. They just haven't made them into points yet.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, the other big difference that I have to say that I'm seeing out here tonight, the 3 points are not happening like they were last night for the T-Jacks. Last night, Ian Samuelson was just, man, draining them left and right. P.J. Hamilton had a lot more jump shots that went in last night. And actually, they all took more shots last night, and that's how they made them. We just haven't seen a lot of shots coming from the T-Jacks. And
yep.
Maybe that's tighter defense. You know, Sandpoint was not guarding the perimeter last night very well. Tonight we see a lot more tighter man-to-man happening. You know, there's just a very different game of basketball out here tonight than last night.
Absolutely. No, I think the defensive, every coach will tell you that you win a game with defense. You score with the offense, but you're going to win that game with good defense because you put the other team's offense on notice that they don't just get a free walk to the basket. We can definitely see the Eagles are doing much better. I'm watching. I see a lot more arms in the air waving, rattling people, keeping people a little off sight, just not getting the free shots at the basket like they were last night. Lot better defensive end on the Sandpoint Eagles. So it's really been a fun game. Hard to believe it's already halftime.
Yeah, I know that's a fast-moving game. While we have a chance in your ear, I got to give a quick shout-out to some people who really helped make this possible. I got to say thank you to Penn Air for sponsoring the basketball broadcast and really making the opportunity to go on the road trip here in February happen. Want to say thank you to the Schumigan Corporation for all their support. WazTac Electronics here at the Peter Pan plant in Sandpoint, Alaska, for contributing and making a great sponsorship partner. And also thank you to TelAlaska for their help. So thank you so much to our sponsors. We've got just over 10 minutes to go. 11 minutes is on the clock for this halftime. Mr. Porter, I think we're going to send it back your way for just a few minutes, and we'll call you right back.
I'll let you gentlemen take a break, drink some water, and we'll do some sponsor shout-outs over here and maybe even get some music. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Virgil.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
There we are. Beatles gone. You're back.
Shot from the corner. Holy Toledo, what a way to start the second half, and already we're at 29-28 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. I couldn't see who that shot was, but a nice poke away there. We had an errant pass, and the ball's coming back to the Eagles.
Just off the hands of Ethan Mack there as that pass goes out of bounds. And yeah, we have the Sandpoint Eagles now in the lead, 29-28 for the T-Jacks, and Colton Mack's got the ball. He passes it to Evan. Passes over to Colton. Colton almost loses over the half-court line, but he holds on. Gets a nice block. Passes it out over to Alex Gilbert on the baseline for three. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound by PJ. Almost lost it to KJ. KJ put a good effort in there, but PJ holds on and gets it over to Jamin Mack. Jamin now passes to PJ. Drives over the right-hand side. Oh, loses the dribble. It slips away from him. Man, he dives full extension to get it back. Nice pass from Jamin to Levi Larson. Levi Larson wide open on the bottom post for two.
Yeah, boy, I think PJ was surprised. It kind of just hits one of the defending Eagles' foot and bounced away from him. Wasn't bad ball handling. It's just kind of one of them things that happens. Colton Mack has the ball, passes it over to Matthew. Matthew has it back to Colton. Colton runs around the top of the key. He's looking for some help. He gets over to Alex in the corner. Alex back to Colton. Colton's bringing it back around the top. Matthew drives to the inside, gets the ball, sets up, looks at the shot, backs it back down, slows it down. He's asking Colton to back away just a second. He's going to come back and reset the set. Here we go.
And that's the play called. Matthew Bravo with it. Play did not pan out the way he was hoping, so he pulls back and just resets it up. Oh, and a double dribble called on Colton and Matthew Bravo there as he was trying to get the play set. Just a little bit too much hop, step, and dribble there. And so double dribble called by referee Anthony Gunderson. With 6 minutes and 15 seconds to go here, we are at 30 for the T-Checks, 29 for Sandpoint. PJ drives in right at the free throw line, puts up a jump shot, doesn't go in. Rebound fought for. That was last touch by KJ, and that's going to be a throw in on the baseline for the T-Jacks. PJ calls up the play, calls into action, looking for someone to get open, passes it in on the bottom post, Ethan Mack. Puts a shot in, doesn't go down, rebounded by Colton, who does a nice behind-the-back move to cut over to the left-hand side Oh, Alex Gilbert wide open for three. Oh, goes over the rim. Nice save by Evan. Big save by Evan, who gets it over to Matthew, who gets it to Alex. Alex to Colton. Colton now brings it over inside the paint. Gets tripped by Ian Samuelson and falls to the ground. That's going to be a throw-in, I believe, on the sideline for Colton. Colton took a hard fall there on his knees, but gets right back up looking good.
Yeah, real hard fall. He was definitely thought he had a shot to the basket, and certainly wasn't anything flagrant on Ian, just those feet get forward movement. And Colton gets the ball, throws it up, and it rolls around, takes a couple of bobbles in the air, and falls back down, and we're at 31-30. But the T-Jacks come roaring right back all the way up number 40. Ethan there has a shot at it. He goes over to P.J. It rims off, and P.J. gets the ball, and he's fouled on another attempt going up, I think.
I don't believe they're going to call that foul on the T-Jacks. I think they're going to – or on the Eagles. That was a foul on the T-Jacks. Not exactly sure what it was. There was a lot of action happening on the ground. But that was on P.J. Hamilton. As he took his shot, maybe he just pushed off a little bit too hard to get that open look. Kind of thing those big guys do. They push forward a little bit and then pull back like they're about to drive. Just get an open look. There's Matthew for three. Oh, practically at the bottom of the net.
In and out. Nice effort on Evan's part. Now we're down on the bar. And Dion has the ball. Wrestles it away from number 34, Levi, there. And we have a jump ball as they're wrestling again. And great effort coming on both teams again. And we're seeing some good hustle after the ball. But it's going to be side out for the T-Jacks. Possession went back to the T-Jacks that time. So P.J. has the ball, and he's ready to throw it in. And here comes Jamin Mack, bringing the ball up the court nice and easy.
Yep, Jamin gets it over to Ian. Ian, nice dribble work there as he breaks it over to the top of the perimeter. But he's tightly guarded by Dion.
Oh, what a push off there by K.J. Nice hand deflection. He pushes that ball right over into Evan's hand. Evan brings it down, and he passes it off. Ball ends up back in K.J.'s hand. He gets the rebound. He puts the shot up, gets his own rebound. It gets knocked out of bounds. And it's
a throw-in for the Eagles there underneath their own basket. Matthew Bravo's got the ball. He calls a play into action, gets over to K.J. A.J. breaks over the defenders, puts up a shot off balance, doesn't go in. But, man, what a rebound by Dion. He gets to Colton all the way around the horn to Matthew, fakes it in, bounces down to the bottom of the post for K.J. Tries to put another shot, doesn't go in. Rebound by P.J. this time. P.J. storming in. He finds Ethan Mack. Ethan puts up a shot off the glass, doesn't go in. Oh, last touch by Matthew Bravo, and that's staying right over here in T-Jack territory underneath their own basket for a throw-in. But, man, what fast pace the T-Jacks play.
Yes, very fast-paced T-Jacks play. Amazingly, though, that whole defensive end, though, the Eagles had three down there defending the ball, so they had worked up to it.
Ooh,
what a shot.
Long distance two by
Ethan Mack. What a great shot. Here come the Eagles.
Yep, Colton Mack's got the ball. He calls out the play, gets the pick by Matthew. Takes it over to the right-hand side, but brings back left. V cuts back over to the far right for the baseline. Puts up a floating shot, drains it for two. What a great shot.
Oh, I tell you, that looked like shades of Chris Eubank right there. He just had a one hand and pushed it up there and let it fly, and way it went in.
Whoa.
But there comes the long town, downtown Freddie Brown there from the T-Jacks. It didn't quite go in. Hit iron, and Colton's got the ball. He's bringing it back up, and it gets poked away by Ian.
Yeah, Ian with a great steal there. Just came right behind Colton and just strips it away and regains it. He gets to Jamin. Jamin runs into some traffic, but he finds P.J. Hamilton breaking away. As P.J. goes on the left-hand side, puts it up off the glass, and hits the floor hard. He was pushed over, I believe, by K.J., and he'll go to the line for two. Colton comes stumbling in and after K.J. and lands almost on top of P.J. and helps P.J. up in the process.
And that was almost comical to watch Colton, who's got to be the smallest physical person out there trying to pick up P.J. Hamilton. But P.J. goes to the line. Ball rattles around, sits on the back rim, and finally rolls forward and goes into the basket. So there's one, and we are now at 33 all with one more shot, 3 minutes and 50 seconds, just under 4 minutes to go in this third period. We've had some substitutions.
Yep, substitutions. Alex Gilbert came in, and I believe, I don't see who came down. Dion came off, and then Robert Christian came in. That second one by PJ goes in, and Robert Christian came in for the T-Jacks. Levi Larson sat down. We are at 34 now for the T-Jacks, 33 for Sam Point, and Colton Mack's got the ball. He gets it to K.J. Oh, a big pass down to Evan Wilson in the paint, gets intercepted. Ethan with a fast break. Colton trying to strip it away as he goes up, and as he tries to put his hand on the ball, he gets the ball and some wrist. So Ethan Mack's going to go to the line for two, and Colton Mack showing his trademark frustration on that one. Not happy he did that, but it's almost just a knee-jerk reaction. You want to stop them.
Yeah, somehow I'm going to stop you from scoring easy, but, of course, Ethan's no slouch when it comes to the free throw. He puts the first one up and didn't mean to do anything bad there, but he hit the back iron. So a little too much power there from Ethan. He's got to settle down, but they're both teams. They were still neck and neck. Look at that. We've already played a little over 5 minutes of this quarter, and there's still only 1 point differential, 33-34 in favor of the T-Jacks. Ethan puts up the second shot. It hits the front iron, goes out, and Evan picks up the rebound, controlled by Matthews. They bring the ball up the court.
Yep, Matthew gets over to Dion on the left-hand side. Dion pulls back, a high lob over to Colton, who does a little bit of triple threat all around, finds Matthew. Matthew tells everyone to settle down for a second, calls out the play, gets it back to Colton. Colton takes it up to Dion, all the way around the horn to Matthew, down to the bottom post where Johnson does not have the look. He passes it back to Matthew. Matthew drives in, back to Johnson, who puts up a shot, gets pushed down, and the shot still goes in. Great move by Johnson.
Great off-balance put in there by Jonathan Rotter, who had presence of mind to step out just one more half step. Evans is working hard coming in on number 21, Robert Christian, and so Evans is really guarding him hard, and we'll see that. But, boy, wide open Ian Samuelson, who goes to the rim, has it roll around and comes off. Rebound picked up by the Eagles. Matthew has the ball. He's going to be called up for a traveling, a double dribble, but the ball went out of his hand and into the breadbasket of one of the T-Jacks and back and forth. But
tough call on that one right there.
You
did not see some happy reactions from the fans, but Coach Gunnarsson there, referee Gunnarsson doing the best job he can calling that one.
That's right. So it definitely there was no bouncing of the ball with a forward travel.
Yep. All right. Jamin puts up a shot from three, drains it. Man, it didn't even touch the rim going in. That was a beautiful shot, and that's going to make it 37 for the T-Jacks. 38, or I don't think it's actually going to be 38.
It'd be 37-35.
Yep, and so here comes the Eagles. Colton puts up his own three, doesn't go in, rebounded by PJ, and we're going to see a foul there as an over-the-top, I think, on Evan trying to get the rebound himself. And so 2 minutes, 13 seconds, 37-35 in favor of the T-Jacks. Jamin Newman will take the ball up over half court, and he's met by Colton. Play in action. We got the guys cutting around. The lane's open. He puts up another shot from three, and, man, that drains it. You're going to have to watch out. I've seen Jamin go on big runs from three-point territory.
Yeah, he gets that adrenaline cruising at the right level, and he gets his skill and his zone down there, and he pops it in from time after time. Well, great effort by Jeremiah, but I think it got picked up by an extra hand there, went out of bounds. It's going to be controlled by the T-Jacks, and here comes Jamin. He's looking for some help. He's up around the corner, PJ. PJ takes a break. We got three on the floor. We got Evan on the floor, Jeremiah on the floor, and PJ on the floor, but they're all getting up, except Evan's a little slow to get up because he landed right on that left hip of his, it looks like.
Holding the hip there. And what happened on that one is PJ, there was the defense was slow getting back for the Eagles. The T-Jacks saw it and really broke away fast. Jamin pulled up high and got it over to PJ on the right-hand side of the baseline, and he just drove in so fast, and Evan was trying to get in front of him, but the driving in just caused Evan to spin around, literally almost to a 360 as PJ passed by him, and he fell down hard on that one, and so did PJ. We see Evan getting up here really slow, and he's walking off, cheering from the fans.
That's going to be a real tough hit pointer, of course, on that one. It's kind of like, boy, I'd like to sit down, coach, and the coach is going, well, you better sit down for a minute, and from experience, you know when you fall on the deck of a moving boat and you really want to sit down, but you better keep moving around before that thing locks up on you. But Evan's going to come to the side. He's going to take a sit down for a minute. We'll see if he comes back in the game. So looks like it's going to be side out for the T-Jacks.
Yep.
We have number 25, Connor Samuelson, is going to do the throw in. So I don't think Connor's been in the game before, but Connor gets it way back there, number 21.
Almost goes in, but Robert Christian's shot does not make it down. Picked up by KJ. He dishes it over to Colton, who drives down very fast, trying to play his own breakaway game. He calls out the play, takes it to the right-hand side where Matthew Bravo's got on the baseline. He quickly gets it back to Colton. Colton sees the lane, drives in, puts up a shot, doesn't go down. Big rebound by Jeremiah. He just can't hold on to it, but his pass goes. He tries to reach back as he flies out of bounds, passing to Connor. Connor gets it to Jamin. Jamin over to the top of the free throw line, drives in, nice layup, doesn't go down. Big rip on the rebound by KJ there, who finds Matthew Bravo. Matthew moves really quick, dishes it out to Dion. To the top of the perimeter now near half court, where Colton Mack will call for a little bit more slow pace and set up the play. He finds Matthew Bravo on the right-hand side, who gets it over to Dion all the way around the horn to Colton, Now a pass down the bottom post to Jeremiah. Gets tipped off by Levi. Levi passes it back in, though. Oh, and back in. It gets picked up by Colton, and Colton passes to Matthew. Matthew drives in. The ball gets knocked down as he tries to drive in the lane. Tipped off his foot and out of bounds.
Yeah, it looked like it was tipped off by T-Jack, who was trying to get position on it. So there was no foul there, just the ball got kicked away. So it's going to be side out for the Eagles. Eagles have the ball. Matthew's got the ball. He's ready to throw it in. He's looking for help. Ooh. It goes into Jeremiah's hand and right back into Levi Larson's hand. Kind of a big crowd down there. Jamin brings the ball up the coast, and his first ball rolls around, but he pops it right back. I think that one is going to win by number 25.
Yep, Connor Sanderson put that one in. Now we're at 42 for the T-Jacks and 35 for the Eagles. We are at 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Colton looking for something to happen. He finds Jeremiah, who finds Matthew on the right-hand side. Now back to Colton. Colton drives in, runs in defense. Back to Matthew. Matthew's got a wide-open shot on the baseline. Puts it up. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Jeremiah. Jeremiah gets the ball stripped away by Levi Larson, and as he tries to go his way to the basket, they're going to call a foul on Levi there, and that'll be a throw on the baseline with 0.8 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Matthew's barely going to have a chance to get this one up there. But there it is. KJ gets the ball almost stripped away, and Levi Larson also gets his hand on the ball and is able to cause enough time on the clock to pass by for the third quarter to end. And as we end the third quarter, the T-Jacks able to gain a little bit more territory and distance themselves from the Eagles just by a little bit. By no means enough to call this game over, though. 42-35 in favor of King Cove.
What a great third quarter here. And, you know, talk to both coaches there at the halftime here. They said, you know, the guys are playing good basketball. It's going to be a fun evening to watch. You know, just a side note for those of you who may not know, I don't think we went over the class roster, but there are three seniors on the T-Jacks team this year. And how many on the Eagles?
On the Eagles side, we have, I believe, three. Dion is a senior, I believe, this year, and then Maynard, and then Matthew.
Yep, so it's still going to be good, fun teams to watch for many years to come here. So come on down and get your face recognition software going in that brain of yours, and come on down and watch these kids play. But here we go, start of the fourth quarter, 35-42 in favor of the T-Jacks. Side in by the Eagles. Matthew's got the ball. He's worked around the top of the key. He bounces down low to Colton. Colton puts it back out the top at Matthew. Matthew's looking for some help. Colton's got the ball. He drives around, looks for some help. He pitches it back to Matthew. Matthew throws it over to Dion. Dion
wide
up
open,
wide open three. He thought about it, and then off it went. And 38-42. And here come the T-Jacks.
Oh, fast.
Answered with another three by Ian Samuelson. But,
Jeremiah doing a bit of a hip check there as he puts up his 3-point shot. And what he's trying to do, I think, is box out, you know, but I think that it's just too much force when he's coming down off of the jump shot to just kind of hip check. You got to turn around and put your body against them, you know. So Ian Samuelson's going to get three from the free throw line. That first one goes in. 43 now for the T-Jacks.
Yeah, and it was too bad on Jeremiah's part, because what he couldn't see is that three-pointer didn't have a good chance of going in. It was way off mark, but you can't see that if you're not looking at the ball. But that's how it goes. Jeremiah's going to come in. It looks like he's going to sit down for a minute. And
Jonathan Roeder's coming in.
Jonathan Roeder's back in, and here comes the next one, and that one goes off the iron and doesn't make it. Rebounded, put up, and then actually controlled by the T-Jacks, who give it to each other, and then they lose it out of bounds on their own. So the score is 38-44 in favor of the T-Jacks, but here come the Eagles.
Yep, Colton Mack with the ball. He brings it over half court, calls a play into action, and to the top of the perimeter comes Kate. Oh, but Colton loses it off the dribble, picked up by Ian. He finds Jamin, and as Jamin goes for the layup, KJ puts his body all over Jamin going in for that layup, and that's going to be two from the line for Jamin Newman.
Yeah, you can see what KJ was halfway in between, indecisive. Should I jump up to block the ball or run alongside of him? So he's going to have that foul sits on here. I think we got a
timeout called by King Cove.
Timeout by King Cove, and the refs are doing a good job keeping everybody. But you can just kind of see when you're indecisive, sometimes you end up making the wrong move no matter what you're trying.
Yep. And so as we come into this halftime, you can see the coaches both talking to their teams, and sometimes I wonder what's going on in here. We see Coach Newman for the T-Jacks very animated in the way that he talks to his guys. Never looks angry at them, but just very trying to excite them, get them pumped up and action going. They're already going into breakaway from their huddle. And now we see Standpoint, Coach Lindquist finishing things up there. Both teams are getting away to breakaway now. 7:16 to go here in this game. 6 points between the two teams. 44 for King Cove, 38 for Sandpoint. Jamin Newman's got 2 from the line here as he was fouled on the layup, and we'll see what he's got.
Indeed. Jamin has the ball. There you go. Throw in. Bounces a couple times. Puts the ball up. First one is nothing but net.
Swish. Very good shot by Jamin Newman. Ethan Mack now in the game as well.
Heyman's got the ball, relaxes, bends those knees, puts up another one. This one rattles a bit, but it still falls home for good. Here come the Eagles.
Yep, Colton Mack with the ball. Passes over to the right-hand side where Matthew Bravo dishes it back to Colton. Colton loses it again, but he's able to regain it. Gets it to Dion. Matthew drives in, passes back to Dion. Dion looks for Matthew, and Matthew slows things up to reorganize the offense. Now we have Colton Mack driving over to the right-hand side, back to the center, over to Matthew. Matthew loses his dribble this time, driving in, and it's picked up by the T-Jacks. Ian Samuelson with a great look as he breaks away and puts it up for 2. We are now 10 points between these teams, 48-38. And Colton Mack finds Matthew Bravo now on the left-hand side, but he's tightly guarded. This 2-3 zone defense is really effective that the T-Jacks have been playing tonight.
It really has been, and it's tough once you get broke out of it to come back and find your position. But Colton's working really hard. Matthew's got the ball. He steps in. He's hardly guarded. He just didn't see that Colton gave the ball to Matthew, and Matthew stepped forward, and Colton stepped forward instead of stepping back, and he lost the ball when he bested behind his back. So here come the T-Jacks. They're ahead by 10.
Yep, Jamin Newman with the ball. He pulls over, finds Ethan. Oh, a great steal by Dion. Dion off the back, moves fast. He's got P.J. behind him. Dion puts up nice on the right-hand side. P.J. almost slapped that one away, but Dion was able just to get ahead of him. And now we have 40 for the Eagles, 48 for the T-Jacks. 6 minutes to go here. T-Jacks with the ball. Ian, over to Jamin. Jamin gets past his defender, puts up a jump shot from inside two-point territory. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Jonathan. And now over to Dion. Dion gets it to Colton. And Colton will take it across half court. Colton Mack with the ball. He calls a play. Gets it over to Matthew. Matthew on the baseline drives in. Dishes back to Colton. Wide open three. And oh, in and out. Almost goes in. Picked up by P.J. Hamilton, who finds Jamin. Jamin now jog it up. He gets Ethan on the right-hand side, who drives up. Nice floating shot off the glass. And go down. Fights for the rebound. Gets it. And now the ball is into P.J. Hamilton. Back to Ethan. Nice back door. Trap there. Doesn't go in, though. Rebound by KJ, who finds Dion. Dion quickly gets it over to Colton. And now with 5 minutes and 10 seconds to go in this game, we got Matthew for 3 off the front of the rim. Picked up by PJ Hamilton. PJ now gets it over to Jamin Newman, and Jamin's going to do a fast break shot from 2 points. In and out. Rebound by KJ. KJ Wilson with the ball, and he'll pull up and get it over to Colton Mack.
Very good hustle down there. Nice positioning by KJ. That's a couple of great defensive rebounds he's picked up for the Eagles, and he's fought in his way. So, well, I can see a lot of bumping and grinding down there with number 11 and number 1 between Jamin and Colton. But they're in a good point of, hey, don't take my space, don't take my space. And Colton has the ball. He tries to drive between two defenders, and Nate gets the ball rolled off of him. They pass the ball forward for a running, hustling Ian Samuelson, but the ball is just ahead of him, so the ball goes out of bounds. So we have not had a point. Still 40-48 with 4 minutes, 27 seconds, and here come the Eagles again. Cole's got the ball. He's bringing it back up. He gets across half-court line. He's looking for some help. Move the ball around. Passes the ball up high for Jonathan, but it gets stolen by Ian Samuelson. Back over to Jamin, and Jamin is swatted on the way by, and he still has a presence of mind to pull the ball down and put it back up, but still a 10-point spread, 40-50. Matthew's got the ball up across half court. He's back over into Dion, who had to run over the half court line to pass it forward. Picked up again by the T-Jacks. They come running down the ball. Great effort put up by Ethan Mack. Fouled on the way to the line. He's going for 2. We're still at 40-50.
So hard to keep up with these two teams. They're just playing fast break basketball. Ethan had a really nice shot there. Dion comes in trying to defend him and just bumps him as he takes that jump shot. Ethan puts up his first one, and it's good. Ethan, coming back to King Cove from Mount Edgecombe, been a really good force for the T-Jacks this year so far. Substitutions now. We got Alex Gilbert coming in for KJ on the Eagle side, and we're going to have a full timeout called now by Coach Ralph Lindquist.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, nice to see Ethan's doing a great job on the floor, picking right up where Josiah left off. Yep. And, hey, if you guys are out there listening on the net, be sure you send your howdy-doodies down the line there. We'd love to hear from you. And
look us up on Facebook. 8:30 a.m. KSDP on Facebook. We love to hear from people all across the world. Like us. You can follow us. We have updates all the time. Also, we'll tell you guys what's happening around the Aleutians East Borough. And we are now breaking away here. We've got just under 4 minutes to go in this game. The score is 51 for the King Cove T-Jacks, 40 for the Sandpoint Eagles. This has been a real tight game. And you can tell there's urgency on both sides because King Cove will not let the Eagles have this easy, but the Eagles want it bad.
Oh, absolutely. The T-Jacks definitely don't want to lose the game, and the Eagles really want to win a game. And shot goes up by Ethan, and it hits iron, and it comes back up quickly over half court. Dion's got the ball, passes over to Matthew, then back to Dion, back to Colton. Colton's got the ball. He's working on the right side. Nice little post up by Jonathan Rodder. Colton for a long three-pointer doesn't make it. Outlet pass comes down, picked up again by Levi. Bumped away, no score. Here comes Matthew, running back down, gives over to Dion. Dion's got a quick look at it, decides not to take it. Matthew has the ball, puts it far out to Alex. Alex puts up a three-pointer and drains that three-pointer, and in it goes, and we are at 43-51. Here comes Jamin.
Yep, Jamin Mack with the ball, and man, Alex Gilbert just crucial from the three-point territory today. Jamin takes it to the left-hand side, bounce pass over to P.J., somehow a mismatch there as Colton has to guard P.J. Hamilton. As P.J. goes up to the basket, Colton hacks away there and gets a foul drawn. So P.J. will go to the line for two. 3 minutes, 8 seconds, and man, 8 points separating these two teams.
Yeah, kind of funny to see when they get out of position like that where you got Colton as a freshman coming against P.J. as a much taller, bigger, broader senior, and it just kind of gets Colton says, hey, I'm going to try to stop him from scoring. He just doesn't have long enough reach to get to the ball.
Yep.
But we have a timeout called by the Eagles. Coach Lindquist has the timeout here. We're at 43-52, and P.J. has one more shot. First one went in. It's what an exciting game. There were 3 minutes left to go, just over 3 minutes, 3 minutes and 8 seconds, and it's been an exciting game of basketball. It's just fun. You can see the guys are both real focused on both teams here as we're watching both benches right in front of us. And what a fun time. And here comes the T-Jacks are on the floor wearing their gold jerseys with a black lettering. And the Eagles are on the floor with their white with the blue lettering. And going to be a lot of fun. And here comes the ball coming into P.J.
Yep, P.J. Hamilton will have his second attempt from the line. He gets it. Does his routine. Puts up the shot. And it drains.
Yeah, he knew that was going in when he stepped back and said, let's go for defense, boys. That ball's going in.
Yep, 9 points now between these two teams. The Eagles had the ball. Colton Mack takes it to the right-hand side. Pass back to Matthew. Matthew for three. Good!
Nothing but net.
Beautiful shot. And now we're seeing a little bit of full-court man-to-man pressure being played here by the Eagles. Jamin Newman tightly guarded by by Colton. Oh, Alex Gilbert tries to get in there. They pull the trap. Does not get, he's able to get to Ian Samuels, and Ian drives into the lane, dishes it out to Ethan, but Jonathan Roeder with a huge block gets it over to Dion. Oh, but there comes Ethan right behind Dion, strips it away, holds on to it, finds Jamin. Here comes that tight defense, Colton Mack on Jamin Mack. And Colton's going to draw, I believe, his fourth foul there as he was trying to tightly guard Jamin. Colton's going to have to watch out with that as he does not want to foul out of this game. So we're going to have a throw-in on the sideline now for the T-Jacks. Man, what great action in this game.
Great action.
Great breakaways. And Ethan Mack, man, way to just, Jonathan Roeder slapped away that ball, but Ethan came right behind Dion as Dion was breaking down the sideline, just stripped it away from him, able to keep in action. Jamin's going to go to the line for a one-on-one opportunity off of that foul. His first one does not go in. Rebound by Alex. Alex quickly feeds it to Colton. Colton drives it down to the left-hand side. Puts up a shot from three. Almost goes in. Rebound by Ethan. Ethan moving fast down the center. Takes it in. Bounces over to Ian. Ethan, runs into some trouble, but PJ comes right up to play cleanup. Puts it up off the glass for two. Count the basket as he goes to the line to make this three. Man, that was an amazing play by PJ as he just came and cleaned up that play. Ian was having a really hard time. Got knocked down with the ball, and
Ian got his feet tangled up. I don't know if it was on his or his own, but it wasn't a foul knockdown. He just got tumbled to the floor, and the ball was loose, and P.J. picked it up and was able to put it back in and got fouled on the way. Makes that one. We are now at 46-56, another 10-point spread. Pushed around by the Eagles very quickly over to Dion on the three-point line.
Oh, off the glass
and in. So that should bring us 49-56. Here come the T-Jacks. Jamin has got the ball, worked hard by Colton. Colton gets picked off by P.J. Jamin has the ball, puts it up over there, but number 11, Matthew, gets a hand on it, rolls out of bounds, so it's going to be side in with P.J. Hamilton underneath the basket. P.J.'s got the ball. Looks like we got a timeout coming.
Yep, 20-second called there by Coach Lindquist, and that is actually Jonathan Roeder's fifth foul for the night. He will be sitting down for the rest of the game, but when he was in, he did a great job. I was really pleased to see Jonathan play a great game underneath the basket. We're seeing him improve by leap and bounds every time he's in.
Absolutely. Jonathan did a great job on the floor. He's starting to figure out his height advantage, and as he gets used down there to where he's at with people, he won't be second-guessing how hard to jump or how far to come down. But I noticed tonight when he had the rebounds that he didn't bring him down to where everybody else could grab him. He just held it up high.
Yeah, starting to use that height for his advantage. We're right back where we were at the timeout. P.J. Hamilton's going to throw the ball in. We've got all the T-Jacks in a big circle at the half-court line. They break away everywhere. P.J. having a hard time finding someone open. He lobs it up, gets it to Jamin. Nice little safety pass. Oh, Colton Mack's going to draw his fifth foul there, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And,
judging by Colton's reaction, he knew it was his fifth because he's headed to the bench, and looks like we're going to have Jeremiah Wilson come in when they make the call here. But
trying to play some real tight defense there. Colton just bumped a little bit too hard against, I believe that was Ian who was dribbling the ball, or Jamin, probably Jamin.
I think that was against Jamin again.
Yeah,
Colton and
Jamin
have been just bumping arms and shoulders out there all night.
Yeah, when you're playing fast basketball like that, fouls happen. One-on-one opportunity from the line. Jamin sinks his first one. It's now 57 for the T-Jacks, 49 for the Eagles here. We got just over 90 seconds to go. Man, what a tight game. Jamin going for his second shot. Oh, in. Now 58 for the T-Jacks. 9 points has been a constant number in this fourth quarter here for the Eagles. Let's see Matthew Brown with the ball. He's without Colton Mack. He's looking for someone for a three. Dion with the ball. He breaks it in. Oh, Alex Gilbert was moving across, and Dion knew he was where he was 30 seconds before. Not 30 seconds, but 1 second before. Passes it behind him, and Alex is not there any longer. So here comes a T-Jack with the ball. Ian with it. He gets it over to Jamin now. Jamin Mack with the ball. He trying to burn down the clock. We are at 1 minute, 17 seconds. P.J. Hamilton with it. He pulls up for three and in and out. Tip off the hands of K.J. as he goes for the rebound, and that will be a throw-in on the for the T-Jacks underneath their own basket. P.J. calls a play in. Pass it over to Ian. Ian Hamilton takes it to the top of the perimeter where Ethan Mack is. Ethan, wide open. Robert Christian off the glass for two, and that will now expand the lead for the King Cove T-Jacks. Dion Osterback now with the ball for the Eagles, and he will take it in. Dion. Over now to the right-hand side on the baseline. KJ runs into a lob defense at the baseline. He tries to pass it over to Jeremiah. Does not make it to Jeremiah. Out of bounds, or does not go out of bounds. Picked up by the T-Jacks. 47 seconds left to go here. And that will be a foul as Jamin Mack was trying to get in there. And I think the Eagles are just going to have to start fouling and try to get possession of the ball.
Yeah, you could definitely see that Alex had come over to give Matthew a hand, and he reached in a little bit tough, and you know, it's really tough when it gets down to this schedule and you're that far behind trying to foul him to stop him. But sometimes that fouling doesn't always work when you're that far behind. You got a lot of ground to make up. Better just keep wearing that ball. So, yeah, you're going to see a little bit of change without Colton on the floor. The guys aren't quite used to playing Colton's position, so it's going to take a little bit for them to adjust. One of them things they're going to have to work hard on. First free throw went up by Jamin. It went in and fell down, and rebound was picked up.
Jeremiah got that rebound, and there's going to be a foul called, I believe. What? Oh, they're going to call it on Jeremiah. As he was trying to get that rebound, he must have fouled P.J. along the way. So P.J. is going to go to the line for a two-shot opportunity now, as there's enough fouls to get possession to King Cove that way.
Yeah, indeed, and P.J. puts up the first one and drops it in. And looks like we have another substitution coming in. Looks like number 23, yep. Mitchell Dushkin, is coming back in, and 21, Robert Christian is going to sit down for a minute. PJ's got the ball. He goes up, puts the second one up. It's nothing but net. KJ's got the ball, brings it outside, and here comes Dion. Dion is bringing up the ball. He gives a long bounce pass to Jeremiah, who takes out two defenders as they went for the ball. KJ's got the ball. He's working hard. It loses it out of bounds, and it's still the eagle ball.
Yeah, KJ was underneath the basket, puts it up, and does not make it, tries to get the rebound. Jamin knocks it out of bounds. So we're now a throw-in on the baseline. Matthew Bravo with the ball, calls the play into action. A little bit of confusion. KJ gets open, though. He puts up behind the back, puts it in. Nice, pretty play there. 30 seconds to go here, 12 points between the teams. Long-distance shot by Ethan Mack. Ian Samuelson.
Ian Samuelson had the long ball way out in front, and he just stopped and let everybody run by and set up and drained that three-pointer. So
yep.
We are at 51-66 in favor of the T-Jacks. Eagles put up a shot, and it doesn't go in. Alex Gilbert tries to slow down P.J., and he's going to get called for a blocking foul there as P.J. went right on by him. And you just can't do that. But, you know, you got 9 seconds left. I guess Alex is figuring might as well get some action here.
Yep.
P.J.'s going to the line for two more shots.
Yes, he is. Just under 10 seconds to go now. 66 for King Cove, 51 for the Eagles. Make it 67 for King Cove. P.J. sinks his first shot, and he will have one more chance here from the line. Great game between these two teams. King Cove just able to seal the deal, you know. Sometimes it's hard to take the game all the way. Here comes Dean Osterback. He's going to try to end the game here for the Eagles. Matthew Bravo with a pass it over to Jeremiah. Jeremiah for three, off the back of the rim, and no good. That is the end of the game here, and we had a great job by both these teams here as we finish this game. It was tight 90% of the way in the fourth quarter. King Cove was able just to hold on to the lead and expand it as the game progressed. Good job by both these teams, though. Really proud of King Cove, really proud of Sandpoint. As a lot of respect from these two teams for one another as family members and as opponents on the court. So it's good seeing these guys play, and we'll see them again here next week.
Absolutely, yeah. No, great great effort by both teams. We're going to see the T-Jacks will be heading home, weather permitting, tomorrow. And fortunately, there's a day off of school on Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the game. Give us your feedback. We always like to know how we can improve out here. Don't forget to send us those posts on online. But it's nice to see the players and working with the fans. Everybody's got good handshakes and hugs around. But, you know, I got to tell you, it's really exciting watching these two teams, knowing that the season is young and just getting started. They're already playing some great basketball. And I think it's going to be fun to see the Aleutians Eastboro represented in regionals and state. It's going to be fun to follow these two guys, these two teams along. And sometimes it makes you think, you know, wow, what a powerhouse could be if we were all in one city and one big school.
Yep, absolutely. These would be some great teams. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, the score was, it's off the board now, but it was 67-51. Thank you so much for listening to tonight's broadcast. Virgil, sending it back to you.
All right, gentlemen, thank you for your work. You both did an excellent job, and that was a close game. I'll let you go for the evening.
Thank you, Virgil. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye, guys.